I will call the September 6th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a quorum. I'll move on to item B, citizens' comment period. Is there a citizen wishing to speak on any item? Please come forward, give us your name and address for the record. Any citizen wishing to speak?
Is your microphone on?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Kind of. Can you hear me now?
I don't think yours was.
Your name and address, please.
David Church. I'm the general partner for Root River Center at 7220 West Rawson Avenue. And can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Can you hear me okay? And I've been here a few times and would like to, reiterate my support for the Ballpark Commons project as a whole, and certainly including the TIF district that's being proposed. As a business owner, it's been very critical throughout my career to see the importance of having retail activity around other retailers, a retail synergy that can support a lot of businesses and brings viable customers to an area. And I'm confident that what's being proposed here at Ballpark Commons is something that'll be a great addition to the Franklin community. I've been hearing a lot of support for the project at my business from the constituents of the city of Franklin. About their desire to have additional entertainment, dining outlets. Things have been going well at Root River Center, and certainly from a selfish standpoint, I'd love to see more activity, more things going on in the area, and I'm just highly confident as a business owner what the Ballpark Commons development will do, and I'm additionally confident as a real estate investor with nearly 20 years of experience in commercial real estate investment development that what Mr. Zimmerman is proposing is not only a high quality project, but the team that he has assembled is a great team with a great track record of success in commercial real estate, and I think it's going to be without a doubt a great addition as a destination for the city of Franklin. So I'm a firm supporter of the project and the required TIF, or the proposed TIF, that can help make this happen. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Glad you got that swagger. Come on, that was a joke. Anyone else? Yes, sir. Please come forward. Give us your name and address.
My name is Scott Solansky. I'm at 8565 South 68th Street. And I think there is... I think there's some misunderstanding with people that...
Mr. Solansky? Please talk to the council, please.
The mic's not working either. I mean,
you can go ahead and hold it
if we can't even get this right. I mean, like, did they not know we were going to be here on this?
Hello?
I don't know.
Hello?
You got to turn it on first. Gotta be turned on first.
There you go.
Did you get my name and address?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. There's some misunderstanding about this Ballpark Commons, and that the perception is that it's a great thing for Franklin. That in itself may be, all right, but I want to look at each one of the council members and remind them this is a landfill, okay? This landfill is not an environmental dump that you can clean. This landfill generates methane gas. We have people here whose basements have had a sump pump blow up because of the methane gas getting out. If you go down 76th Street, just north of Rawson Avenue, there are 7 methane sensors in that median strip to monitor the amount of methane escaping between the complex and those homes. There's also about a half a dozen additional methane sensors that surround the Hawthorne homes. All right. There is a methane collection facility where the drawing shows you're going to put this indoor facility. That methane collection facility burns off the methane that's been accumulated there. What are you going to tell your young kids playing soccer? Oh, see that flame going up every so many hours, whatever it is? Don't worry. We're burning off methane. All right? All I'm saying is that this is a good idea. You just got it in the wrong place. All right? You have a sports complex that's vacant because somebody thought, let's put the Rampage there, an amateur indoor soccer facility, indoor soccer team. That didn't go anywhere. That facility is going nowhere, and you've got soccer fields there already. Why don't you put the stadium there? All I'm saying is when I talked with the county environmental engineers, they said that right now that methane is under control. They monitor it, and they burn off the excess. Their fear is that once you put concrete, let me go back, there are no methane sensors on the north end or the south end of the facility because there are no homes there and the methane escapes naturally. All right? If you cover that area up with concrete and blacktop, that methane can no longer escape and it has to go somewhere. All I'm saying is that when you vote on this, and again, you signed an agreement before you got the EPA approval. You changed the zoning before you got the EPA approval. Why don't you at least wait until you get the EPA approval to verify that facility is safe before you go and vote on a TIF? I know this is going nowhere because you're going to vote for it. But I wanted this to be on the record that everybody knows that there's a methane gas problem, and I have concerns that it will be rectified. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Name and address, please, for record.
My name is Jerome Chednick, and I live 8072 South 66th Court. I guess this is just an economics 101 class that I think we all should maybe take a refresher on. I'm kind of nervous because I don't know anybody.
It's okay.
Much easier to talk to a room where you know people. But economics 101 is if you incentivize something, you're going to get more of it, right? So right now, we as a city are deciding to give $20 million to build on a dump. I don't think that's something that we as a society should be encouraging. Okay, building on a dump is economically the last place you want to be building. Just recently, I saw that there's land off of Loomis and Ryan, 164 acres that was sold for $700,000. Okay? You could build a beautiful stadium there. You could build a downtown there. You could do whatever you want there. It's safe. It's not on a dump. All right? Giving $20 million to private individuals to build on a dump, just, it's, you don't do it. It doesn't make sense. It's not an economic viable thing. You're going to start encouraging people to go find dumps or contaminated sites and go to the government and say, hey, can I get a handout because I'm going to build on this place that shouldn't be built on? I mean, I just don't really understand the logic behind it. And I guess the only thing that I think we can let explain the logic of it is irony. That we're basically proposing building our city center on a dump, and we're going to pay to do it. Doesn't make sense.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Good evening. My name is Doug Schmidt, 7961 South 68th Street. I believe the last time that we convened in this room, I voted to support this project, and since then my position has not changed. I still support it. And I'm even more encouraged seeing the recent announcement by Milwaukee County of expanding the Oak Leaf Trail, which I think will continue to help promote growth and the expansion of our economic opportunities. That's it.
Thank you.
My name's Nancy Servanansky. I live at 8530 West Hawthorne Lane. My backyard just abuts the county road. That's right behind it, and then behind that would be construction if it were to be approved. I guess my first question would be, who does someone who lives on Hawthorne Lane or in Greendale across the street from 76th Street from the Rock, who do we call if there's an issue? If this were to go forward and there would be an issue, who would I call?
Depends on what the issue is.
Well,
it's hard to answer a hypothetical, but
it's not a hypothetical. Recently, there was an event that occurred at the Rock. None of us, to my knowledge, that lived on Hawthorne Lane were given any notice that there were going to be tons and tons and tons of cars and people invading our street. There were no signs put up that said that, with the police ordinance, there's no parking. There were cars parked up and down our street. There were people getting out of the car. One gentleman, tattooed to the ninth degree, went between my lot and my neighbor's lot, and I was standing there, and I said, "What in the hell do you think you're doing?" "Well, I'm going over to the Rock." I said, "Over my dead body, get off my property." Well, I stood outside for about an hour until I finally called the police, and I said, "Why hasn't there been anybody putting up signs that our street is off limit for parking?" Which then led me to conclude, after I thought about this, that Mr. Zimmerman had no rhyme or reason in place for parking. Now, should we believe that this is a precursor to orchestrated, or should I say unorchestrated, chaos that's going to occur if this were to happen? If this rock, whatever you want to call this thing, I call it a nightmare. But if this were to go through, where are people going to be parking? There wasn't enough parking. There are people everywhere. There was a stream of cars going down 76th Street, past north, past the tennis courts, up to that first stoplight. And I know this because I was coming home and I thought, what the heck is going on? You couldn't get through. It was just ridiculous. And I don't think that we should have to put up with this on Hawthorne Lane. There should be signs saying that the parking is off limit. I don't want to have this every weekend or every other weekend when the Rock has an event. It's not fair to us. We have dreams on Hawthorne Lane, which have now been destroyed because, oh my God, Mr. Zimmerman has to live his dream. Well, I don't want a nightmare for the rest of my life on Hawthorne Lane. I still have a few good years in me, and I don't want to have to deal with that. So my question remains, who do we call? Because I called, let's see, my alderman, Mr. Mayor, three times, got no response. I called Mr. Mayor, Steve Olson, called him three times, didn't get any response, until I pressured somebody in the office to connect with Mr. Olson to please call me, which was really ridiculous because I got nothing out of that conversation either. So who do we call if there is an event, that there's an issue or there's something going on regard to the process of getting this either approved or not approved or whatever the case may be? I'd like to know who to call. Because I think it's disrespectful and unprofessional not to return calls to people who have voted for you and put you in office.
So the answer to your question is, as we discussed a couple of days ago, your street is currently not a no parking zone.
So how do we get it to be one?
Well, as we discussed, I'm not sure you want that to happen.
You didn't discuss that with me.
We did talk about it.
In your dreams, maybe.
This man, the same way the phone conversation ended, the way we handle that in the future is an event like this. If there is an event like this, we post temporary no parking on your street.
That's what I was asking for, temporary no parking for the events.
And that's got to be planned out, as you understand.
And who's the planner of these events?
That happens through the planning. Well, it depends on the event.
It would planning have to be him, correct? Would that not be part of his responsibility to protect the privacy of us behind him?
I'll be happy to answer your question, but you have to allow me to answer your question.
Well, you're not doing a very good job of it. That's why I'm jumping in. I'm sorry.
The planning staff is responsible for that. Mr. Zimmerman can't ask for no parking on that street. That has to be a city function. And we'll do that as we see what happens in the future. But we understand that now. We saw the issue. We get it.
Well, you never told me you got it. You never told me nothing to that effect on the phone. I'm not deaf. I'm not senile. I know what I heard. You didn't like what I was saying to you, so you hardly spoke to me at all. I thought you were losing your hearing, to be honest with you. So I'm sorry, but that's the way I think. Okay, for the third time, who do I contact if there's an issue? The
police department. Exactly who you
call. Which police department? Greendale or Franklin?
Well, you can call Greendale, but if it's at your house, it's going to be Franklin.
Well, in the past, when we had the last owner of the land that is now called the Rock Center, when there was an issue when we called Greendale Police, they wanted nothing to do with it. They said, oh, this is on the Franklin side. When we called the Franklin Police, they said, oh, we don't want anything to do with this, it's on the Greendale side.
Well, there is a spot in the Rock that is Greendale property that is close to your property, but you're a citizen of the city of Franklin. Call the Franklin Police Department. They'll get it squared away for you.
I guess you just don't understand. Well, never mind. Didn't get anywhere with that question again. Secondly, I know this has been discussed before. I guess I just don't believe in one opinion of one attorney. But I believe that Mr. Taylor, Steve Taylor, should recuse himself from any vote now or in the future on this project. At the very bottom, lowest level, if Mr. Steve Taylor is a professional or considers himself a professional as being a member of this council, then he's bound by ethical obligations. And he would be engaged in a dual relationship. Mr. Zimmerman was his biggest financial supporter to his campaign. He also gets a paycheck, I believe it is, from the county. Oh, my God. This is a triple dual relationship event. That's unethical at least, and I don't believe he should be allowed to vote on anything of this nature. I'm sorry, but that's my feeling, and I want that to go on record, that I think he should recuse himself from any further voting on this project. Thirdly, has there been any type of report from the DOT or the DNR? On anything around this whole project?
They're all in process, but they're working on it, yes.
But there's no actual report yet written that's available for our viewing?
I don't believe we've... Joel? No, we haven't received any yet.
Well, I'm going to request that before any final vote is ever taken on this, that we have access to that report, either in a meeting like this or, you know, through the mail or somehow. Because a lot of people... I think I can speak fairly... appropriately, that everyone in our block at least would probably appreciate having that knowledge.
It's all public information. You're welcome to
okay.
it.
Okay. And then lastly, maybe this is a little bit too soon for this, but I believe that if funding is going to be going to this particular project and it involves the people of this entire city of Franklin, I think they should have input and a say into the final decision-making, and I would like to go on record as to saying there should be a referendum for all of the citizens of Franklin who can vote to vote on this, because this is a large amount of money, and let me tell you, resources are scarce in every project that's ever offered anywhere, and in this city itself, our roads are like crap. Especially on Hawthorne Lane, it's getting worse and worse. I could see money being put into that. There's a school that's supposedly wanting to be built here in Franklin that is going to cost millions upon millions of dollars. There's just a lot of things, and I just believe that a referendum that involves all the people who live in the city of Franklin, it gives them an opportunity to voice their opinion. And I'd like to see that happen.
Okay.
I believe that's it. Thank you.
Well, let's all agree that we're the professionals in the room.
Yeah.
Alderman Taylor, then Alderman Mayor.
Thank you, Your Honor. First off, I want to commend the mayor for having that phone conversation. I would have probably been off in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah,
Secondly, you probably
Nancy.
On you.
Nancy.
Yes.
Let's.
It's Dr. Servanansky, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Secondly, for the record, I will be voting on this. There's no way I'm going to abstain from this. There's nothing unethical about this. There's no conflict of interest. You can say that, ma'am, Your Honor. That could be said, but this has been through vetted time and time and time again. Attorney General's office, there's statute. And I can get into this. I'm voting.
Alderman Mayor.
I was called out on this. I just want to respond. Mrs. Cervenansky called me. Dr. Cervenansky called me. I don't think anybody in this room can say you can answer your phone 100% of the time, so you rely on messages, voicemail, and people taking messages. I wasn't home at the time. My wife took the message. As soon as I got the message from Mrs. Cervenansky, Dr. Cervenansky, I checked with the police department to check on the situation. The police dispatch informed me that the situation was already taken care of. They were already dealing with Mrs. Cervenansky. This was before she called my house and read the riot act to my wife, who said, ma'am, I'm just taking a message. I'm not the elected official. You talked about disrespectful and unprofessional. Let's sweep before our own door before we criticize others.
And then, Dr. Cervenansky, please.
And then the other one.
Was you had your speech.
Sarcastic. Yeah, how many times did I interrupt you? That's, I guess, what I'm saying. If you want to be treated respectfully, then treat others respectfully. And the other message, I wouldn't dignify with a response back with the snarky, insulting, sarcastic comments on it. Now, remember, I supported you in April, right? So now you come back and hit me with this. When I was working with you and I sent the police department over there, I had the situation taken care of.
I sent the police over.
Yes, you did. So why
did you
call me?
Wait. That's it. Doctor, I'll have you removed.
Yeah.
Then he shouldn't say
I will have you removed. Because we did not censor what you had to say. No.
Why
we
not?
Did not.
They're lies.
I'll have you removed.
You're calling me a liar now. How am I a liar? You tell me that.
That's not true. I called the police.
Yes, you did. And then you called me and read my wife the riot act. And then I called the police department, too. And they told me it was taken care of. And I sent them over there. And then after the next call, I called them and told you not to call me again with those kind of calls. The situation was called. No.
All right, that's.
I called the police to call you.
Dan, that's enough. That's enough. One more outburst. Doctor, you're going to be asked to be.
Okay, teacher.
Okay, this is citizen's comment period. Any other citizen wishing to speak?
Chad Cervenansky.
Goes for you too. Stop it.
8530 West Hawthorne Lane. Recently there was the Warrior Run event out there, and there's obviously lots of different events out there. Do the people that attend these events that are from outside of Franklin, do they know that this is a dump? Do they know that it's a toxic landfill? How many of these people that go there actually know that? There's no signs posted anywhere that say that it's a toxic landfill. They're swimming in water where there's garbage rotting underneath. It's toxic. Why are there no signs posted anywhere saying there's signs posted that say no motorized vehicles? How come there's no signs that say there's toxic garbage in there? You have people out here from all over the state, outside of the state. I guarantee you that 95% of the people that go there do not know that that's a dump, that there's garbage under there. It's not posted anywhere. Why is it not posted? I mean, that's another question. I've been going to these meetings now for how many years? Everybody comes up there and gives constructive criticism. We get no feedback from any of you people. There's no transparency. You don't involve us in anything. We don't know. Why don't you have meetings with us where we can have feedback back and forth with you instead of us just coming up here telling you what we think, and then you just look at us with a blank stare? We don't get any feedback from anybody. Don't you think that would be the best way to involve the neighbors that live around this?
You have been involved.
Yeah, but we don't get any feedback from any of you. What about all the people that have written detailed documentation, have involved people from the county, engineers? Have you read any of it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But how come we don't know that you read it? How come you don't involve us in any of the discussions? Why aren't you meeting with the neighbors, involving us? Put us. Why is there no back and forth discussions? It's just one sided. It's a one sided debate. That's all this is. One sided. I mean, why have we been coming to all these meetings? For what reason? When we all come up here at one of those meetings, there had to be 50 people that came up and had constructive criticism. You guys didn't say one thing to any of us. It's like, I felt like we were bullied more than anything. I mean, I thought it was a complete joke. Obviously, it's already been brought up by many people. It just doesn't make sense that the city would give a private developer money to build on a piece of county land that's tax exempt. I mean, why doesn't the county come up with the money? If they want it so bad, why doesn't Milwaukee County pay for it? Why does the city of Franklin give them out money? I mean, there's so many other places that need money in Franklin. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, you could go on and on about all the environmental things, too, how it's going to affect, you know, the environment, the wildlife in the area. Is the DNR addressed any of those issues? How all the noise and the lights and everything are going to affect the wildlife within the whole Windmill Park system? I don't know. Nobody knows. And it doesn't make sense to give somebody money before the engineering has been completed, the DNR has gotten involved, the county's gotten involved. It's like you guys are doing it all backwards. Makes no sense.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Lewandowski.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I just want to clarify that police issue. I was up at 7:30 because somebody gave me a call as in regards to all the traffic in that area. And the first thing I did is I called the dispatcher. Dispatcher doesn't know anything. I asked her if there was a permit. She said she don't know. If there is a permit, the clerk, the city clerk, should know about it. I can't talk to the city clerk because it's on a Saturday morning. And then I asked for the sergeant. Well, the sergeant can't be had. I don't know where he was. So there it was. However, I understand from talking to Mike, that was not his responsibility. It was that group of people that took over his property there, if that's correct, Mike.
Well, it's ultimately my responsibility that there was a group that organized it.
Yeah. Mike is aware of it, and he didn't like it either, so... I'm here to tell you, this city is the problem. They're not handling a lot of this stuff the right way. You people just don't do it. You want to spend the money and don't do anything for me. In fact, you're the one that won't even fix my sewer that keeps backing up. And my alderman should be there. And he should be getting money for me. You know, for $3,000, I've been there 20 years. And that stuff now, because I don't have my sisters living with me, don't...
No, let's not go there, Leroy.
Why not?
We're talking about sewers. We don't.
I know it, but it's my taxes, and you don't want to do anything about it. My alderman should help me out. Thank you.
No.
No, just one.
All right, Alderman Mayor.
Mr. Lewandowski, this is the first I'm hearing about your sewer. Maybe we can figure out where to go from here.
Well,
if I don't hear about it, I don't know about it.
Why doesn't the city engineer tell you about it when I've been complaining and both of the city engineers for 20 years? And they've been coming to my neighborhood cleaning out the sewer.
We got it.
Yep.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Mrs. Knoll, good evening.
My name is Naomi Knoll, 8610 West Hawthorne Lane. I just wanted to state my experience with the traffic on that Saturday of the 13th with that thing at the Rock. I did put in a formal complaint, but I just thought if I had the opportunity, I'd like other people to hear it. Things just come up and happen with people. We all have our lives to live. We had a U-Haul trailer parked in our driveway because we were going to move a family member. We had hired people to come and fill the trailer, and then we were going to leave, and they were going to unload at the destination. Well, I looked out the window, and all of a sudden, there's cars parked all the way along the street. And the whole time we were moving, we were worried that our driveway would be parked so close we couldn't go out with the trailer, and or they would start parking on both sides of the street. Fortunately, it didn't happen, but we were worried about it the whole time. Then when we went to leave, we got to Rawson Avenue and saw the blockades there. So we had to get out, and we had to move the blockades. And then we stood there, and we tried to get onto Rawson Avenue. And we're used to waiting on Rawson Avenue, so it's not that we weren't impatient. But the cars just kept coming and coming and coming with either no brakes or just small brakes that we no way could get through pulling a trailer. So we finally just went, and we just hoped that the cars would stop. And then we had to deal with getting the blockades put back again with all that traffic. So I just wanted to make a statement as to how things like that can really affect people's lives because they have plans and they don't know about what's going on.
Thank you. We did get the complaint, both of them actually, and we're aware. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else?
Well, my name is Barbara Wasner. I live at 7479 Carter Circle South and am somewhat of a neighbor to the Ballpark Commons. And I'd like to just speak to the tax incremental district that you'll be considering tonight. There comes a time that a city needs to invest in its future, and I really believe that this is a time to make that investment. I just want to let you know that I am speaking very much in favor of that tax incremental district. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else?
Jim Levy, 4925 West Rawson Avenue. And I'm here to speak in favor of the Baseball Commons project. I've actually been involved and greatly interested in this project going back to the original task force several years ago. And I've watched how I loved the idea of having a professional team coming. I'm a baseball fan. That was my initial interest. And I also was interested in the fact that it was a unique idea. I mean, the Rock itself is a unique idea and has brought a lot to Franklin. But over the last couple of years here, it's developed and it's grown into a much greater thing that I really believe will bring a great amount of economic development to the 76 and Rawson area. I work in that area. I see the owners of the business. They want this business for very good reasons. I think it'll just become a destination point. And now, what I was going to talk about there, that event that a couple people spoke about, it was my intent to say something about that because I just observed it driving through the area the day it happened, and I have a totally different view on it. I saw a lot of young people coming to Franklin for this event and events like that, and that's what we need. We need people coming in to Franklin, and we need something for the people of Franklin to do. And that's what the Rock is providing. At the Planning Commission meeting, after I spoke about that, a former alderman of the district talked about, he mentioned me by name, that maybe I should get out there and see what else is happening in the Rock. That there was youth coming to the Rock, and I started thinking about that a little bit, and in fact, I did investigate it a little bit, and it is happening. And we're looking at the future of the city. This is something that could really benefit the city of Franklin and in the future of the city. And what I've got to say here is that the future and the youth, they're one and the same, and that's what we need to do. We're trying to build some apartments nearby where maybe some of these younger people can come and live. You know, I want to see people come to Franklin to raise a family, to work. And we've got a unique opportunity to do that. And I just feel we just can't pass this up. This will be a tremendous benefit for the city of Franklin, and Thank you.
Thank you. There was somebody else.
Matt Sopinski, 8750 West Hawthorne Court. There are a lot of families in Franklin raising their kids that have jobs, so I'd just like to emphasize that we already have that. I'd like to emphasize Mr. Zelansky's statement. It is landfill. There is an enormous amount of methane gas and other VOCs that are under. You guys all have the reports. There have been studies done by Franklin, by the county, by the DNR, that state that the methane exists. High volumes of it. It's not going anywhere. It has not diminished. I don't see why we should be investing in trashing our neighborhoods. At first, I thought the groundwater supply was the only thing that was going to be affected by the methane gas, by building, by breaching the landfill. You guys have reports that show that air pollution will be even worse than the water. It'll be more significant. Alderman Mayor, thank you very much for supporting us back in April. Alderman Wilhelm, in April you asked the crowd back there, what do I say to these people? How do I not push us forward? How do I not go forward? Don't quote me on that. I'm sorry, I'm not trying not to quote you. If you vote no today, tell them you want the kids, the families, everyone to breathe clean air. You don't want their water supply damaged. I would like to know that for a fact before we invest in allowing this to happen. By vote, I mean, I haven't got a response yet, Mayor or Alderman, I'm not sure if you guys can, but I asked the city attorney for liability on this matter. I mean, Franklin doesn't have liability on this. By promoting this, by permitting this, by voting in favor of this, you are allowing us to contaminate our water here.
Mr. City Attorney.
I received that email with your questions on and the documents on Friday. In general, this is a legislative matter within a local municipality. There's broad discretion involved. Generally, liability in terms of claims and the like is extremely limited. But that's just a general panorama. With regard to this particular step-by-step application process, the Plan Development District ordinance that was adopted in this room back on April 4th does contain requirements that any development with regard to the former landfill area is subject before any disturbance of the land to the Department of Natural Resources approval, Milwaukee County approval, Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District with regard to the methane pipe. And in the real world, those are your experts in this regard and in this realm. So that's number one. Number two, there is, with regard to landfills and duties to properly maintain and safe and protect the public, primary simplistic way is that it's driven to and towards the property owner. There's your realm of responsibility. Number three, a development agreement is still a work in process, but obviously there will be provisions with regard to insurance and indemnities and the like, which are standard and will be focused upon in this particular case. I did review the scenario previously and again currently after receiving your email and forwarded to a relatively long time League of Wisconsin Municipalities Mutual Insurance Company defense lawyer who's handled a number of Franklin cases over the past 10 to 15 years. And I said those points to him and he basically iterated those back to me after he thought about it. And when I sent him the email on Friday, I talked to him today. So that's the scenario.
Thank you for that. I'm not sure what the analogy would be, but if I give money to my kid, I'm going to be held liable for what he does with it. I mean, the drug dealer, they don't really go up to the drug dealer. They go up to the person that handed them the drugs. You guys are allowing this to happen. Please protect us first. Please make sure we're safe before this go forward.
Thank you.
Mayor?
Alderman Wilhelm.
Hello.
Hold on 1 second.
Sorry. I just want to note that within the financial plan package is money that includes looking at the methane remediation. So if it's necessary to make it safer, there are funds that are in there that's still being looked at. There are all the, as the city attorney said, documents and approvals that they need. So this isn't an only just building on a landfill situation. There are other parts of this development that include other areas that where there are not trash located. So we seem to be focusing on the negative and not the things that could also come along regardless of, you know, even just didn't touch